Our meditation today is from the Old Testament. It's related to the I Ams. We've been looking in the New Testament up till now. And if you would turn to Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. This is the Word of God, Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" Moreover, God said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'The Lord your God, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations.'" Father, thank you for this, your word. We are your people. We long to understand it and obey it and apply it. So open our eyes, prepare our hearts as we come to your table, that we might do so rightly with reverence and awe and joy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So the Lord God Jehovah, in answering Moses, that his name is I Am What I Am, gives really the ultimate statement that he is self-existent, that he is self-sufficient, that he alone is God. This is called the aseity of God. He needs no one. He is above all. It means he will be what he will be. And he alone is unchangeable. He is completely sufficient in himself. And he will accomplish his will. This name of God, I Am Who I Am, is also similar to Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. The Lord said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Also in Revelation 1, Jesus said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Isaiah 44:6 says, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God." And all of the I Ams of the Lord Jesus in the New Testament are related to, really, to this statement here in Exodus 3. In Exodus 3, if you open that chapter, it begins, Moses is standing before God, before the burning bush. It's a theophany, as Phil explained last week. And the Lord commanded him to go and tell Pharaoh to let the people of God leave Egypt. And also the Lord commanded Moses to go to the people of Israel and say, "I'm to lead you out." And in verse 13 of this chapter, then Moses said to God, as I read before, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am. That is my name. That is what you should tell them." And Moses said this to the people of Israel, and the Lord knew that the people of Israel at that time, that they needed to know that he is the Almighty Living God. There is no other, who has always been and always will be, and that he could care for them. He's not limited in any way. And when Moses and Aaron said to Pharaoh, they went to Pharaoh and said, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." Pharaoh, in his pride and in his foolishness, this is what he said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." And mankind, frankly, has been saying or thinking something like that because of sin, because it's our nature. We've been saying that since the fall. Something like, "I am, and my will is most important." And that is the hell that we are stuck in, or anyone is stuck in, unless redeemed by the Lord. Praise God, we have been redeemed. In junior high school, I know you're probably thinking, "Wow, that's so long ago. I wonder how he remembers." But in junior high school, this is 55 years ago now, I remember a poem that we read. I don't know why, but it came to mind. It's called Invictus. I'm not sure I'd read it because it's just the last two lines of that. Invictus, by the way, is Latin, and it means unconquered. You know, I can do this. And this is what the author said. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. Now I should stop. The scroll he was referring to was the law against him. So it matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. How foolish it is to say that and to believe it, of course, utterly foolish. But our sinful hearts believe this. Sometimes. Praise God, he's sanctifying us away from those thoughts. But it's kind of like saying, I'm in the driver's seat of my life. Now in Japan, another story about me, you know, I would go out to dinner with businessmen in Japan when I was teaching. Every night they wanted to go out, and they usually wanted to drink. I just wanted to eat. And then they would like to sing karaoke. Now, karaoke is the way it's said in Japan, in Japanese. I know in America it's karaoke. So we'd go out, and there, you know, you'd have the words on the screen, and then there's accompanying music. And then they'd put me up there and say, okay, sing something in English. It's kind of embarrassing, really. They wanted to hear it in English. So usually it was like a Beatles song, and the innocuous Beatles songs I didn't have too much of a problem with. But the one they most often ask is the one I couldn't stand then, and I still can't stand. It was Frank Sinatra, "I Did It My Way." How many times did they ask me? And I finally refused at the risk of being called a stubborn American. But there were a few times that I had to say, you know, that's not what I believe. I know I can't do anything without the Lord. And they'd blink at me a little bit, but I can't do it. If I did it my way, that's ultimate foolishness. And of all things to sing, it should be that I tried it my way and that was hopeless. You know, really. It's your way. It's your way, Lord God, that gives life. I've tried it my way and that didn't work. Only God knows all things and needs nothing and can do all things and can say, I am what I am. Only he. And the Lord Jesus could say the I ams that we've already heard in the book of John, Gospel of John, because he is God. Now, Jesus said this in John 8, verse 58. He's speaking to a group of very stubborn people who didn't believe in him. And he said, "It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word." And then he said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." In other words, the Messiah came. I am the Messiah. Abraham, by faith, was justified by faith. He saw it by faith. He had the eyes of faith, and he saw that, and he was glad, the Lord Jesus said, to these people. Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" And you know what he said? Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." And believe me, those people knew what he was doing, what he was saying at that point. They knew clearly, because you know what they did right after that? They took up stones to kill him. They knew what he was saying. And dear family, as we now come to the table, as we partake of this table, we are dining, we are communing with the Lord God of all. We're communing with the eternally self-existent one and self-sufficient one, the uncreated sovereign king over all, who by his grace alone has redeemed us through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, who is the I am, and in whom we have eternal life. And so let's come to the table, reverently, certainly, before the holy almighty God and rejoice in him whose name is I am what I am. Oh Lord, we come before you now. We come to this table, to your table, and we want to prepare rightly. And so we begin by recognizing that you alone are God, and there is no other. You are the great I am, the all-sufficient, almighty, self-existent Lord of all. And Lord, we confess that it is so easy for us to think that we are sufficient, that we can be the captains of our lives. Oh, Lord, forgive us for such foolishness. And may we each come now to remember the sacrifice of the Lord our Redeemer and to give you all glory. And we ask that we would receive your grace with humility now in the fear of the Lord and in the joy of the Lord, for we ask it in the name of Jesus, our life. Amen.